Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Mr. Wonderful at your service. I get that all the time, folks, and it's richly deserved as well. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Rob Levin back on the show. Rob is an entrepreneur extraordinaire, the publisher of the New York Enterprise Report, and he's here to talk to us about some things that you and I need to be paying attention to in the new year. Rob Levin, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim, and Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you. So Rob, every year that goes by in the 21st century I remember years ago when I started doing my predictions, I warned people that we would be living the Chinese curse. May you live in interesting times. And I didn't realize that every year in the 21st century was going to be like that. We were going to be living the Chinese curse for the, it seems like all the time. This, it's never going to settle down. Change. There's so many things that are changing that it's kind of hard to keep up with everything, isn't it?
The pace of change, Jim.
It's the velocity, isn't it? It's the velocity.
And it's going to continue to increase. Things are not going to go back to the way they were. Maybe at some point the economy might improve. Who knows?
Yeah.
But still the pace of change is going to continue to increase.
And that's what's making things a little bit obnoxious, isn't it? The velocity of change has increased significantly, but yet the opportunities are not coming as fast as we'd like for them to. What do you think?
Well, I think it depends. I think that, sure, with you know, poor economic growth, I think we're looking at like 2% this year.
Yeah.
Some of the opportunities are limited. But that said, the real smart people are looking at the change, and I hate to say this, but they tend to be younger too.
Mm-hmm.
And they look at the change, and they are finding opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
But for everybody, I think the first step is just to navigate the pitfalls.
All right, what are the pitfalls?
One thing that I don't see a lot of people talking about is that because of because of uncertainty and because of a very slow economy, what not only we're seeing in our business, but I'm seeing from a lot of entrepreneurs, particularly those that don't have naturally recurring businesses, is that this is also something you and I have talked about partly is that the buying cycle is getting longer, right? That I guess isn't so new, but
it depends on the industry. I mean the buying cycle shouldn't be extending for industry, for anybody in particular. Are you saying if you're selling socks, that's a short cycle. If you're selling battleships, that's a long cycle. Are you saying that all those cycles are getting longer?
Well, I'm saying some of them are.
Yeah.
And it's not only that, but buying commitments are also now being a lot smaller and shorter duration.
Now, that is true, and the commitment... Exactly. Whereas, for example, if you're dealing with business to business, you used to have no problem getting an annual contract out of people. That's getting harder and harder, isn't it?
That's exactly it. So what happens, in B2B world, so I guess we can use that as an example. What happens, particularly if you're dealing with larger businesses, especially public companies that are managing their business by quarter,
right?
These managers are getting directives from the CEO and other C-level stakeholders,
mm-hmm.
And they're basically saying, "Look, don't make some commitments that we can't get out of."
Mm-hmm.
And of course, us being in the advertising business, and as you know, Jim, a lot of our clients are big companies. We see this.
Yeah.
Where, you know,
This has really been going on since 2009.
It has, but I'm seeing it pick up, and I'm also hearing about it from in other
Yeah.
And you know what? Now that you say it, they are mostly B2B industries.
Mm-hmm.
People at the corporate level, and it's not just public companies, by the way. You know, they're still very worried, right. Not only about their jobs, but you know, they see that the growth that everybody was hoping for isn't going to materialize anytime soon.
And even though we're talking about this sort of popping up out of the ground as a B2B transaction, it has a direct impact on B2C, on business consumer, because everybody we're talking about, you and me and our customers and our employees and their employees, they're all being impacted by that same kind of anxiety. And that's
exactly.
And so folks, this is the normal. It's not really all that new, but unfortunately, and this is what I meant earlier when I said the Chinese curse is still with us. These are, as Rob said, these are the pitfalls that we have to negotiate again in 2013. Can't let your guard down. Tony Till, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.